They're still fighting over that land today. But God gave it to that little nation called Israel. And even though they're God haters today, he's the one that put them back in there in his time. And you look at a map of Israel, it's just a little sliver of land. By the time you carve out what part's been given to the Syrians and what part's been given to the Egyptians, what part's been given to the Palestinians, and you look at that little sliver, I figured it out one day, it's probably about 70 miles wide. And it's probably about 120 miles north to south. That's it. Surrounded by enemies. And yet, there it is today. It's not for anything in Israel, but it's because God's mercy endures forever. It's a type and picture that God haters. I dare say if you went over today and I had opportunity to stand somewhere and have a microphone with a loudspeaker and preach Christ and him crucified, they'd have me out of there in no time. They don't even recognize that it's God's hand that has preserved them, but he gave them that land as an heritage. And I truly believe that it'll be till the end of time. That's the way it's going to be. The Lord has his remnant, that they are not all Israel that are of Israel. There is that remnant of grace that I believe, just like any other nation. Israel's not the favored nation like people talk about. It's just that God is faithful to his promise, fulfilling what he said he would do. But it's an heritage. And that's like salvation. We don't earn it. It's not by merit, but by grace. That the Lord looks upon us with any kind of favor, knowing ourselves to be sinners. Well, it's his word. Don't take my word for it. Don't ask your neighbor. Look to him. That's why he says, abide in me, and I in you. That abiding is a dwelling. And it's not something you do. Fruit isn't jumping in and out. The fruit abides. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. And again, who's the branch? Well, the branch here is those that are in him. It doesn't bear fruit of itself. That's our testimony for the Lord's. I am what I am by the grace of God. But as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. In other words, we acknowledge that all we have and are is in him. I'm the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Here it is, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, so here now is a difference. We're talking about those branches that do abide because it's Christ keeping them. But we know there are many who profess to be in Christ and yet do not abide in him or his doctrine. And they find ways to diminish the glory of Christ and who he is and his person. They don't abide in him. They believe in a mixture of grace and works. We run into these people all the time that profess to be in Christ and yet don't abide in him. It says, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire and they're burned. So the difference between being in Christ by his grace and being just a professor, that ultimately the Lord himself separates out. This is the thing that caused the ire of the Pharisees. How he could receive an adulterous woman and have anything to do with her. They were always questioning his authority. That's why he told that man to stand up and walk. He said that thou mayest know that the Son of Man hath power on this earth to forgive sins. I said to thee, stand up and walk. It wasn't just about making a man stand up and walk so that people look at it and say, whoa, wow. He was demonstrating his power summarily to forgive sins. Why? Because he was about to pay that lame man's debt on the cross. It wasn't just a decree. Every one that he delivered was one for whom he would pay the debt. And you stop and think about it. If they were still alive when he died, they saw their crucified Lord, who brought to understand just how great a debt he paid. But this is the point of rebellion. And I will tell you, I don't care what facade people have in their profession. When they find fault with God and how it is that he saves sinners and who it is that he declares righteous and at peace with him, then their problem is with God. That's a rebellious heart.